Jilly from Philly.
Nick Papa Giorgio from Yuma.
Johnny Show! What's up, Yuma?
What's up, Yuma? Welcome to another episode of What's Up, Yuma Radio. I'm Johnny.
And I'm Ronnie.
And we are on Halloween Eve today. Ooh. It's Halloween. And I got here to the college and there's some people dressed up. Anybody dressed up when you walked out there?
No, I didn't see.
Yeah, there was a few. And I guess because
they?
There's no, but the one was like from the, I don't know, the Dr. Seuss books. Like that was one of them. And then the reason why I wanted to bring it up real quick before I go into it is that I saw somebody earlier in the week. And the reason why they're dressing up, there's no school tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
But earlier in the week, I saw somebody dressed up as Michael J. Fox from Back to the Future, and they had a hoverboard with them. And I said, oh, that's cool. You got your Halloween costume. And they're like, no, I dress like this every day.
I am Michael.
No, and they bring it every day, I guess. I just never seen this person, but they got the hoverboard. And
that's funny.
And they just, this is what they do every
He's
day.
Like, I'm done listening to your show. You insulted
no,
me.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I didn't insult. I was just like, yeah, that's pretty cool. And then like, no, this is me all the time. And I'm like, okay, cool.
You said he
so
had
you
a
never know.
You said he have a had a hoverboard?
Yeah, like, you know those.
Have you ever ridden one?
Well, they're the...
I've never.
No. They was the ones from Back to the Future 2. They're not real.
My son has one of those.
Yeah, the other ones. Oh, yeah, you're talking about the other ones. No, this is from the movie that they don't exist. I hope they were to exist by now.
They should make them.
They should make them. It's like, it's very unfortunate we don't have them yet. But no, she just brought a prop. She just walked around with a prop all the time.
She's like, I do this every day.
Yeah, it's like very cool. So anyway, yeah, you just never know. That's the moral of this story right now that I open
you
up
never
with.
Know.
Well, let's get to the guest. We have a guest who's no stranger to the show, Romeo Ponce, 2-0 now, right? Professional boxer.
Yeah. Yeah,
good morning. Thank you for being with us.
I appreciate you guys having me.
Can we get the mic a little bit closer?
Yeah.
You can move it that way. That's all good.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're very like low. We got to get you right on
all
the
right,
mic.
Yeah, there you go. There's that
there's
deep
that
voice. All right. Okay. It sounds really good in the headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let me put them on.
That you're not wearing.
Yeah. Oh, you're not wearing your headphones. That's why. You don't.
You stretch them out.
We'll fix it. We'll get it.
So welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.
Because this is his second time on the show.
Yeah, we'll get it. Look at that. It flips right down under here. Mm-hmm. There
okay,
you go.
Thank you.
Perfect. So, now you can know how far away you are, right? And how good you sound.
There
you go, right?
Good. Yeah, sounds good.
Sounds good.
So yeah, we had you. You were like one of our first guests back in probably July.
Yeah, when you made your professional debut.
Yeah, it was I believe it was right after. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you made
and
your.
You won.
Yeah, you won. you got that fight in. So now you're 2-0. How does it feel to wake up and know that every morning?
Honestly, it feels the same. I just.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 3-0's next. So
what's that?
Right.
3-0's next.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Same mentality to keep on going and keep on pushing for that.
Mm-hmm. So how do you keep that same mentality? That just continue to be hungry, because I know now you're going to have to face tougher opponents, right? And then that's the way you move up in boxing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The tougher the opponent, the higher they're ranked, then you beat them and you could take their rank in and move on up. So how does that feel?
It just motivates me more, to be honest. It. I don't really take a lot of time off in between the fights.
Mm-hmm.
I stay to training and just continue to perfect my craft pretty much.
So you say you don't take a lot of time off from the training.
Yeah.
One of the things is keeping weight.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you do with that, with keeping weight? Do you try to focus on that and stay like somewhere within your range, or you're eating mom's tortillas?
Nah,
and
for me personally, it's going to come. The weight, it's pretty much, you dehydrate yourself pretty much.
Mm.
So the weight's always going to come on naturally. It doesn't matter if you're eating clean, dirty. I mean, if you eat dirty, obviously you're going to gain a lot more.
Well, yeah.
But I eat clean normally, so.
Normal, like throughout the week. Like,
yeah,
what's clean to you?
I mean, a lot of proteins, chicken, steaks, rice, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Just clean stuff. You don't want to eat, you know, a bunch of junk.
Do you cook it or does your mom?
It's like
both
yeah, pretty much.
Is that true? She's here.
Mom and dad are both here.
yeah
they're,
she verified. She said yes,
she said
he does cook.
That's true. So but yeah, I don't know about a lot, but then people do struggle with their weight to make it when they're not training constantly.
That's right.
It's like that could become an issue, and there's somebody here from Yuma that's been an issue with right, you know.
Yeah.
So you just keep that same mentality. You're just trying
I just keep the, you know, I have a fight. This day doesn't matter if it's 6 months out, 3 months out. Just, I'm a professional boxer. I got to stay professional. So you got to treat your body right. So that's
right.
I stay eating clean.
Good job.
Yeah, it's my job pretty much.
Is that difficult for you doing that? Or is it because, again, that mentality to say, like, I got a goal. This is what I'm going to keep.
I mean, obviously.
And while you're talking, I'm going to fix your mic.
Thank you. It's driving me crazy. Yes, but keep going.
Yeah, obviously, it sucks. You know, sometimes you want something sweet or.
Of course. You want that ice cream.
Yeah, you want something like that, but.
Mm-hmm. Can somebody get Ronnie some ice cream? That's what she's saying right now.
I actually don't like ice cream.
No. I mean, see, I'm not like a big into sweets, but there's sometimes where I'll crave it.
Yeah.
But obviously you want that craving, but it's really just,
mental.
It's okay to have it like once a week.
I mean,
if you're not in like camp, go ahead. You don't really have nothing set yet, so go ahead. But as soon as those 3 months hit, you have to
really
dial it in. And,
yep.
Yeah, you can't. Because it does matter. Wait,
so tell me about like your training. Do you train every single day?
Every day.
Like at the gym?
So boxing is Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
And then Friday and Saturday, I still go to the gym. I still do my cardio. I still go to like the weightlifting gym. And so it's always working. It's never really a big break.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. You do something physical every day. Well, that's important.
Yeah.
So again, that's a part of a mentality. So you say even when you're not boxing, you're in there maybe and putting on weight, muscle. Do you have to watch that as well? How much muscle you put on?
So like in downtimes like this, when I don't have when I'm not super close to the fight, when I'm not in camp, I'll try to lift heavy and you know, build some muscle. But as soon as those 3 months hit, it's just more reps. You're not really going for weight. It's just try to lean out and just keep your body loose, and that's pretty much it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how was that second fight for you?
It was I like this one a lot better than the first one.
Really? So tell us, take us into it.
So I like the fight person a lot better. The environment was cool, but the fight, I think because it lasted longer, I was able to see more of who I'm capable of.
Sure.
And
wait, because the first one you won in how many seconds?
30 seconds.
Yeah, it was like done.
It was really fast. It was one punch.
So this one was how long?
A minute and a half.
We're fact checkers. Mom, you can tell.
I thought you were
going to
say rounds.
You guys can
it wasn't even one round.
Yeah, no, it was one round. It wasn't a full round, but.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So my goal for that fight
he's like, that was two punches. Yeah. It was two.
I
like,
got into this.
No, so my goal for that fight was to take it to the third round. So I just wanted to, again, like, get the rounds in.
Sure.
But, like, they said.
So you had a, hold on, wait a minute. You had a goal to take it to the third round. And
it just didn't work.
Yeah, no.
You messed up your own goal.
That's interesting. But I get it because you want more experience in the ring, right? As a pro, so you wanted to go to that third round.
I just wanted to see how it
is. Spar a little bit, have a good time, but you just couldn't help yourself.
But you can't
it's
do
like
it.
They say, you don't. If you go out there looking for the shot, you're not going to get it. And me, I wasn't out there looking for.
You weren't looking for the shot, but you got it.
But I got it. So that's cool.
And what was the shot?
It was a liver shot.
Liver?
Yeah, so I just jumped into it.
Yeah, that hurts just talking
about it. I ended up posting the video. I saw it, and I was like, ooh, when you get those good liver shots.
And then that person's like, oh, I'm done.
It was over right there.
Yeah.
you knew it, too. I think I remember seeing that video.
Yeah.
You hit, and then you put your hands up. You're like, I win.
It's like, you knew it.
Yeah, I know. Those are the worst shots to take. I'd rather get hit in the face than the liver any day.
I can imagine.
Yeah, because it kind of paralyzes you for a while. It just kind of gets you there.
It's all your out. If you're mid-breath, while you get hit there,
you're not recovering.
Yeah, you're not recovering from that.
So you said you liked it better because it went a little bit longer than a little bit more experience.
That and that shot in my last sparring before the fight, I was working on just like body shots. So just seeing that the work that I was putting in and it happened in the fight, I was really proud of that.
That's awesome.
The work I put in paid off.
So now for this next fight, you don't have a date yet or anything?
We don't have an exact date yet, but we do know that it will be in the beginning of March.
Okay.
Here in Yuma, actually.
Ooh, oh, really?
Yeah, so here in Yuma.
Is that something that the organization that you train at?
It's something actually my coach, Gary Diaz.
Gary,
he's putting together and some company from L.A.
Okay.
That they reached out and they want to put a show together for us, so I'll be the main event for that show.
They'll
be at the fairgrounds. So, like I said,
are you doing it inside the Legacy Building?
Yeah, the brand new building.
The brand new building
that's open.
YFL
open.
Has an event November 22nd over there. Okay. Yeah, they're an MMA. So, boxing in that's really cool.
This will be the first pro boxing fight, I think, in a while or ever. I'm not even sure.
Which one?
Go to the fact checkers.
Ever. Mom is the fact checker. Yeah. She said ever.
That's what I think. I've never heard of a pro fight here in Yuma. I've never heard of it.
You're making history.
For boxing. Yeah, so that's another like checklist off my list. So I'll
I'm
be
so happy for you.
Fighting in my hometown and also being the main event. So
I'll be there.
I'm just super excited. Promise. I heard of an idea last night that
what?
It's going to bring a lot of you guys got to go to see.
Okay. We got to. All right. I heard off air earlier we do get an exclusive today, but we don't get to get that exclusive. Yeah.
Was this
okay?
The exclusive we just
yeah,
got?
Yeah, pretty okay. much. This is busy.
Yeah. This is the bomb drop
yeah,
right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, but we can't get too far into it.
Yeah.
So we got to show up.
You guys got to show up. It's going to bring a lot of other eyes.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's going to bring
gonna have
a
some
whole
celebrities?
Other group of people.
Ah.
You're going to come out with somebody rapping or something like that?
Mike Tyson's going to be there?
We'll see, we'll
no.
See, we'll see.
Yeah, I loved it. I think Roy Jones did it one time with like Method Man and Red Man came out to the ring. That was awesome. I remember first time I saw that HBO boxing back in the day when I was a kid. That was great. So do you know how that worked out? Did the LA promotion company reach out to Gary?
Reached out to Gary saying that they want to put on a show for the fighters in Yuma, the pro fighters. And we'll pretty much be the main event, co-main event, and leading on.
Wow.
So they'll obviously bring some of their fighters as well. And
a lot of people from out of town.
Yeah, a lot of people from out of town. Yeah,
like customers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of
I can't wait.
Ticket sales.
Yay!
So the how should I put it? Is it because they saw what's happening here in Yuma? They kind of like it got on their radar and they were like, okay, something's happening here. We need to figure out how to kind of maybe join forces or at least like, because my thing is always like, if you find a parade, jump in front of it, right? Yeah. And then you look like, well, yeah, look at all this energy, like what we have. Was it something like that where they saw like, this is something special in Yuma?
It's possible. I mean,
okay.
The three fighters that we have, we're all really
tough. Who is it?
Yeah, it's me, Eric Gutierrez, and Anthony Soto.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all three different weight classes, all three really good talents. And like I said, yeah, it's possible that they saw what's happening down here and that they want a part of it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a really good show.
Do you know where like ticket sales are going to be available when that happens? I know it's still in the works.
It's still in the works, but it's for sure going to happen. But we haven't gotten that far.
Yeah, you haven't gotten. Okay.
Yeah.
So getting your record going up, how does that work? Is there like a list that you see and you're like, okay, he's ranked number this, and then start to negotiate and figure out when and where you could fight? Take us a little bit behind the scenes with that.
Yeah, so pretty much right now, like for this fight, I'll be considered the A side. So we just look for fighters that obviously match up with me. Mm-hmm. Will be a good fight. And we reach out to the team. We'll see if they accept the fight. And if they accept it, then we're set.
So you guys reach out.
Yeah, so we'll reach out.
Like you and your mom.
No, like me and my coach.
Okay.
Yeah, you and your.
And then they can say no, the other guy.
Yeah, they can. It's,
wait, but that happens, right?
Yeah.
Also, right?
You said that happens to you a lot. Like they'll be like, no, I don't want to fight Romeo.
Yeah, so that happened a lot to me in the amateurs.
Okay.
Like every majority of my fights that would happen. But pros is different. I mean, you're getting paid now. So
you're getting paid and they possibly want to move up in rank,
right?
So if they see that as an opportunity, it's like, okay, I can do that. Or they look at the video of somebody getting hit in the liver, like, I don't think so.
No, I like
I'm not
my liver.
Do it. Yeah. It's like, nah, I don't want to go through that pain.
Yeah.
But so you and your coach start to do the negotiating and figuring out who is available and what. Now, do you look at it strategically too and say like, okay, I want to be ranked this, so let's try to get this guy, or how does that work?
It's not really like that. It's just whatever makes the most sense.
Whatever makes the most sense.
Mm-hmm. Whoever makes the most sense and would be a good matchup is like for this fight, I want to put on a good show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, okay, let's talk about that a little bit because a good matchup is you know, it could be subjective. The good matchup to me is an exciting fight.
Exactly.
Right? That's what is a good matchup, is an exciting fight. Well, not everybody wants that, you know? Like you had Floyd Mayweather that just wanted to have a record, right? To me, one of the guys, and we've had other boxers on and coaches and talking about, like, I kind of think, and I agree with some commentary, that Floyd kind of ruined boxing because it was all about getting that record. So he didn't care about the entertaining part.
So did he fight quick?
Well, he just fought people he knew he'd win.
Oh, okay.
They had beat.
So it wasn't
like,
really fair.
Until later, like, and then he started to do it. But, like, he was all about getting a record. And he was a very defensive fighter, and it was boring. Like,
okay.
It wasn't exciting fights, but it made sense to him to get the record that he wanted.
So,
you, it's like, you want to put on a good show for the crowd?
For me, I do like putting on a show.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, a show is going out there and knocking the person out.
Okay,
that's my style of fighting.
Yeah,
I'm gonna knock him out.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully, we can make it to round two.
We'll see. But, you know, obviously you can't please everybody. Like you said, there's people that don't like the way Floyd fights. Mm-hmm. There's people that love the way Floyd fights.
Do you like Floyd?
Me, I like
You like it?
I like watching Floyd.
Okay.
I like the way he's defensive.
I fall asleep. No. Okay.
yeah, but like I said, like.
But no, it is defensive. Right? So, okay. I can appreciate the defense.
Yeah.
I can appreciate
Agree to disagree, gentlemen.
You know, the little thing that he does, like that constantly. If you're watching, you could see, like, my cool boxing moves.
He's trying to defend himself.
Right now, like, he kind of does this thing. And then, yeah, then you get in a quick shot and stuff. But it's just like, come on, man. Like, this is kind of...
I like brawls. I like brawls, like full-out brawls.
Yeah. You know, and I guess in his case, too, it's strategic.
Sure.
I get it. But a lot of people, like, you could look up the commentary. I'm not just making it up. They say he ruined boxing because of his...
It's true because there was for a while now. I think it's getting a little better now. Lots of fighters will try to protect their O. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't want to go out there and fight the best.
Yeah.
They'll just protect their O just because I do believe like Floyd had an impact on that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is getting better now. The fighters are fighting each other. So.
It does. It does seem like it's getting better. There's some new life. There's some new promotions out there for boxing, right?
It's a whole new generation of fighters now.
Mm-hmm. Whole new generation.
So obviously, everybody wants to be the best. So to be the best, you got to fight the best.
What weight class are you in?
I fight at lightweight.
Lightweight. Yeah. So when you're lightweight champion of the world. Don't forget us.
I won't.
Yeah.
We've had you 3 times now, right? So it's like definitely
twice.
Sorry.
Oh, you'll be
definitely,
back.
Yeah, you'll be back. So don't forget us. That's the rule.
I just want tickets to the show. So
you're getting with your coach. You find the right person, and then it's all about just making that happen.
Making it happen.
They have to travel, right? So they're going to have to come to Yuma and fight in your neck of the woods.
Right.
So what is that? Is it dependent on how much money they get? Like what's
I'm not so sure about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just know that they will have to travel.
Yeah.
There's no other pros in Yuma, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it'll be somebody from out of town.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break right now. We're going to come out and find out what you have in the future, which we already kind of know. You want to be the champion of the world, but what else you have for us? We're going to do that after a quick break. You're listening to What's Up Yuma Radio right here on 94.7 KOFA Border Radio.
What's Up Yuma is sponsored by Yuma and Imperial Valley Wealth Management, offering listeners a one-on-one, no-obligation consultation to review their current financial affairs and provide strategies for meeting future goals. More at YIVWM.com. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Next time on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll hear some jazz heat, bongo beat, plus the Voodoo Five plays the Dead Kennedys. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music's always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour.
Saturday evening from 7 to 9 on Border Radio KOFA. Are you new to the What's Up Yuma podcast on 94.7 FM? Or perhaps you've missed one of the live streams or you'd like to see that interview again? You can do so if you go to the KAWC Public Radio YouTube channel. We've archived each and every episode just for you. You can watch it again and even share it with a friend. You can subscribe to our channel and then you'll always know what's up. You're welcome.
The Yuma Orchestra Association's Classics by Moonlight concert featuring the Yuma Civic Orchestra and String Ambassadors will take place on Saturday, November 8th at 6:30 p.m. at the AWC Amphitheater. Both classical and popular music will dazzle under the moon and stars, and tickets are available at yumaorchestra.com and at the event.
What's up, Yuma? Welcome back to What's Up Yuma Radio. We are here with Romeo Ponce. He is now 2-0, and he's talking about what it takes, the mentality to continue on with his diet, continue training. Mm-hmm. And we just found out off air because we recently had Bad Apple Boxing on. They came and they had an event, and you were there actually. You said with like 2 or 3 kids from your gym?
We had 3 fighters from Yuma Fight Academy that were participating in the event. So I was there. Helping them out, getting them ready. I was in their corner.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how old were these?
I think 2 of them are like 14. The other one is, I think, maybe 12.
Aw, do they really look up to you?
One of them really does.
Aww. One of them really does.
Well, they all do.
Yeah, but one's special.
One's already special. Aww. Yeah. So.
So you went to help him.
Yeah.
Cool.
So you're their corner man, right? A little bit. You're there. Kind of, do you give them advice or?
Yeah. So I'll get them ready like before.
Before.
Like,
okay.
My advice, because I've been there already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'll give them my advice, and when we're in the corner, obviously Gary's a coach.
Yeah, Gary's a coach.
Gary
yeah.
tells them everything. I'm there just like, you know.
Let's go, guy. Yeah.
But you can yell stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You can,
oh, yeah, yeah, right? Like, yeah, when I'm in the corner, I'm losing my voice.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm talking about, right? Yeah.
I'm saying whatever. I think they could work.
Uh-huh.
But when they're in the corner, I just let my coach do. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's
yeah, when he's a corner. But yeah, yeah, you're over
there. I'm just they're like putting ice on them or something.
Yeah.
trying to cool them
down.
So
people recognize you as pro? Like, are they like, oh, that's Romeo the pro?
It's happened a couple times. Mm-hmm. Like, it's pretty crazy, too. Like, I went to Telegraph Pass.
Okay.
And they're like, oh, congratulations on your fight. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, it's cool.
Starting to get recognized.
Yeah.
Well, because you've been on this show, right? So it's like, this goes worldwide. This is everywhere.
Worldwide, you're famous.
Yeah, no, you can travel anywhere in the world.
I tell people I live next to a pro boxer. I really
do. You really do?
I really
just
do. Like,
Ronnie's
I'm so
like,
proud of you.
She just walks up to people in Albertsons.
I really,
like, hey, I live next to
I'm
a
like,
pro boxer.
I'm like, guess who lives down my block? Romeo.
Romeo Ponce.
I've gotten recognized a couple times. And like the first time it ever happened, I was like, whoa.
It's a trip.
Like, can I take a picture? I was like, why you want to take a picture with
me?
But yeah, no, I'm starting to get the hang of it.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
So that happened to me one time, and it was at the YFL event. Mm-hmm. I walked out, and somebody wanted a picture with me, and it felt like, you want a picture of me? That's weird. It's like, yeah, you do the What's Up Yuma radio mm-hmm. thing, and it's like that feels good to start getting recognized for something you do and put all that hard work into, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to go back to the kids real quick. So mm-hmm. do you work with them as well in the gym? Do you ever try to help them out as they continue to grow?
Oh, yeah, always.
Always.
Me, I'm passionate about it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I see them doing something, you know, wrong, or I obviously try to help them.
Exactly.
So how do they take that, right? Like, if you do something, give them correction, do they take it like, leave
they,
me alone?
No,
or is
they,
it
they
like,
take it good. Well,
they
me,
take it good.
I'm really loud in the gym.
Like, okay.
Which is surprising.
We need footage of this.
We need to,
I'm really energetic in the gym.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like a second home, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's also another thing is, like, Gary and Brenda, his wife,
mm-hmm.
they make it feel like a second home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's another good thing about that place is me, I feel comfortable there. I can be myself there.
So you could be yourself.
Yeah,
so like, you're more, like, outgoing.
I'm
and
really outgoing over
and,
there.
And you see something like, hey, this is not going to help you in mm-hmm. in the ring when you get in there. You got to go over. You got to do this.
Correct.
So are you helping with, like, footwork or what
just
kind
like
of things?
Footwork, aggression, mm-hmm. where to place your punches. Just little stuff like that. I'll just give them my little 2 cents,
sure.
and then obviously I go back to training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but and they will take your advice.
And they take the advice and they go with it.
Good.
But it's not me to tell them what to do.
Yeah.
They're gonna do what they want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just always try to, you know, help. Give them. Yeah, just help out.
How many pros do you have at your gym?
We have 3 pros right now.
3 pros. So those are the 3 pros that are gonna fight at that event.
Yeah.
Oh,
correct.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what about up and comers? Are there other ones that
there's a lot of good fighters that I could see having bright futures right now? We got. He's a really good amateur, Daniel Chavez.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's really good.
How old is he?
He's 18.
Mm-hmm. 18 years old.
So he's almost there. He could turn pro now, but I think he wants to take his amateur career
mm-hmm.
a little farther.
Okay.
Which isn't a bad thing. It's a real good thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's really good. I'm always impressed with him. We have another one, Max Nunez. He's really good.
Mm.
My cousin, she's a fighter.
Really?
Yeah, Madeline Ochoa. She's good.
Yeah. So is she ever going to, I've asked her before, right? Because we're kind of semi-related through Martin and
mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think she wants to take it the way.
No.
But
she got sponsored, right? Or something like she,
yeah,
I saw
she,
some video
yeah,
of like,
she,
I don't know.
She's teamed up with Adams Boxing and Adams Boxing is huge. It's,
is it?
Yeah. It's like
good
one
for
of,
her.
Yeah. It's like they have good shoes, good gloves.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the ones that are up and coming, you mentioned one. Are there more? They're like youngsters, like 14 years old, that say,
yeah, so,
okay, I want to be like Romeo one day. I want to be pro.
I mean, I doubt they want to, you know, everybody wants to be themselves, but they don't tell me.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's the goal is to obviously be, if mm-hmm. this is their dream, they're going to want to go after it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think you ever want to be a coach? Like maybe after you retire?
Oh, for sure. Like I was talking to my dad like a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He asked me, he's like, if you're done with boxing, like, would you still go to the gym? I was like, I'll probably go every day.
It's like
a part of you now.
Yeah.
You know, like the reason I didn't take such a long break off after my fight is, like, I was itching to go back in. Like, I missed it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I don't take that bit that much time off.
And your fights are so quick.
so I don't take damage.
Yeah, you don't need
you're
to
not
to
even
like
in there that
you
long.
Don't need to heal up, you know, right?
Yeah, you're just like, he didn't even touch me.
Yeah.
So is there a strategy to make the fight go faster? Is that a thing, or is that something you can actually control? Maybe like not hit him so hard or something and just score points? Like what is it?
With the last shot or with my last fight, I didn't think I threw that hard. With that shot.
Okay.
It was just in the right spot. So you can never predict what's
going to happen. You can't really gauge it that well.
The best you could do is just read your fighter.
Yeah.
Go in there with the game plan. And if the game plan goes through, it goes through.
But how is your mentality different from first fight to second fight? Because, I mean, your first pro fight, were you, like, really nervous? Mm-hmm. Or were you pretty calm?
I was pretty confident.
Okay.
Like, the same thing with the second one. Always really confident about the fights.
Yeah.
Like, I just go in there, like, I'm going to win.
Yeah.
I'm going to win. It
doesn't
matter
who it is.
You're
probably, like, more confident because now you're like, I have a win.
Correct. Like,
yeah.
It just is confidence that builds.
Okay.
So I don't really get scared. The day before, I'm a little nervous.
Okay.
Because obviously, you never know. It's boxing. You never know what's going to happen.
That's right.
But I'm normally pretty confident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you said that those last event, maybe not the scenery or location. There was something about it that you maybe it wasn't that made it special. It was what you were able to accomplish.
Correct.
Now, bringing it home at the Legacy Building. Like, how is that going to feel? How is that going to be different for you? And have you been to the Legacy Building yet?
I've been to it, like, at the fair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I just feel like this one's going to be so much better for me.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, it's in my hometown. It's, if I brought a bunch of people to my fights in Mexico, I know I could bring double that.
That's
here in
right.
And so you do have people that travel to go watch you fight in Mexico?
Right. Yeah.
Not just family, just people that want to go
people
see
people that want to see me fight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, wow.
So.
Okay.
So that's where number two fight was? Where was it?
Yeah, number two fight was at the same place, San Luis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so you said you have people that will travel. Now it's going to be in your backyard.
Yeah,
so right there, a lot of people cheering your name.
Correct.
And you said you're the main event?
I'll be the main event for this event, yeah.
Wow.
And that's in March?
That'll be in March.
It's going to fly by.
Yeah,
it's going to be here before we know it.
That's why I'm really excited. Just obviously, it hasn't happened yet. Like there's never been a pro fight.
No.
So just to be, it's like making history, you
that's
know?
That's what I mean.
It's like a check off my checklist.
Check. Bucket list.
Yeah, bucket list. Yeah.
So does Gary have to take on like the brunt of everything to kind of put everything together? Because again, boxing's a show, so you got to have you got to have lighting. There's a whole science to it.
I believe the people from LA.
They're going to kind of do that?
I'm not sure how they have it set up. I don't want to put their business out there or anything. But both parties are working in. We're going to try to make it the best event possible.
So you took jiu-jitsu, right, when you were younger.
Yeah.
Is that playing any role in anything that you're doing with your boxing? Do you find anything that you kind of learned there that gives you an edge up?
I don't really know.
You don't know?
Mm-hmm. They're just so completely different.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the same mentality is like, obviously, I want to win. It's because, like I said last time, I lost a jiu-jitsu tournament, and that stuck with me. I don't want to lose again.
When was that?
I was like,
oh yeah, when, yeah, you were young.
That was
long.
And you're like, I will never lose again.
I was like, I'll never lose again. And
so maybe not the art form, maybe not the practice,
but like
what you learned in there, like you said, with the mentally, the mentality to say, okay, now I never want to experience that again. And then that makes sense, right? It's like the kid touching the hot stove. It's like, okay, never going to do that again. For you, it was, I'm never going to lose again, no matter what area, what art form, what ring or cage,
that's
not
right.
going to happen.
Yeah, because I think I'm so hard on myself. Mm-hmm. Like, even watching my last fight or my first fight, I noticed I would do something that I didn't like.
Yeah.
So as soon as I got back to the gym, I instantly worked on that.
That's good.
Then with my last fight, I noticed something else that would do that I didn't like.
Yeah.
So right now I'm working on that.
And that's you said hard yourself, but that's also tough to watch your fights and then kind of look at it like, okay, I need to be self-critical and kind of work on that, right?
Yeah.
You're not just in the gym telling somebody else like, hey, do it. You got to tell yourself that. Not everybody could do that as well.
Yeah, so me, I'll personally take the criticism.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather get criticized than be praised for something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just because I know I could work on it and become better from it.
And if you take it as like positive feedback though,
yeah,
you know,
it
like it's like, okay,
feedback.
You're right. I am doing something wrong.
It's
Let
different
me fix
if they're
it.
Like trying to like bring me down.
Exactly. Negative.
But if they're positive about it, then okay, thank you for
Yeah.
Me.
So you lost, you're like, I'm never going to lose again. Yeah. And now that you know what it's like to win, you're like, I'm going to keep doing this. You have that taste that's of in like,
it. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, you tasted the blood. Yeah, you're going to go for it. Well, we got to run. Thank you so much for being with us today. So if people want to find out more about the fight that's coming up, more about you, follow your career, how do they do all of that?
They could do. They could follow me on Instagram at 928_Romeo. And if they want to find out about the event, I'll be on Yuma Fight Academy on Instagram.
Cool. And awesome. I know What's Up Yuma. We'll share it and everything.
Oh, yes.
We'll have all that stuff, all the
thank
details.
You. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you again. You. Congratulations. 2-0. Can't wait to have you back when you're 3-0.
Thank you.
Chili from Philly.
Nick Papa Giorgio from Yuma.